Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
All right, now, question without notice. Were there gallops at Mooney Valley this morning?
Yeah, there was a big group of horses out at Mooney Valley. We've got Group 1 racing the Moyer Stakes at Mooney Valley on Friday night. And, a number of horses went out there and a number of contenders, or a few contenders, at least for the Moyer Stakes, were out there. There might have been at least 30-odd horses out there that we were clocking this morning. I love the Valley mornings up there in the Stewart's Tower, watching them from a good vantage point.
Now, Chautauqua will trial on Friday night as well, apparently.
That's what I've been hearing, Sean, that they're going to put on a trial on Friday night, and if he completes that to the steward's satisfaction, that would get him his ticket back to head back to the races and maybe even secure a spot in the Everest at late notice. But the last I heard, and I've been off the grid, so to speak, just doing some form for the last hour or so, but I haven't seen the formal notification, but I believe it was to come through this morning that they were going to run a barrier trial, an official trial at Mooney Valley on Friday night. I wasn't even sure if it's short notice they might be able to put one at the rare midweek meeting at Flemington on Wednesday. But he did jump out at Flemington on the steeplegrass last Friday, so maybe that was too quick a turnaround. But I believe he's heading to Mooney Valley on Friday night, which might pull a few more through the gate, Sean.
Just quickly, Warren, from this morning's gallops, what caught your eye?
Jean Vidora was sharp, Sean. She was the quickest of the gallops, one of the first horses on the track, and she only dashed over 800 metres, but you break 23.5 out wide there, about 12 metres out at Mooney Valley, you're really smoking, and she had a really solid hit out running her last 400 in 23.12. I don't clock them much quicker than that at Mooney Valley. Stitty Kitty, we know she's a fast horse from the Henry Dwyer stable. She worked with Elusive Melody and dashed home in about 23 3/4. That was sharp work also, and there was I suppose sometimes, as we know, Sean, it comes down to intent in track work, and horses can be restrained. But certainly from an eye-catching point of view, Vidora looks ready to go in the Moyer Stakes on Friday night.